Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. And I'd like to tell you more about those sites. I just hope you'll use them to your advantage because we created all the stuff there for you and we made it available to you for free. But I really want to talk about why we're here today, why I'm broadcasting live from Mr. Palmer's place, the Bay Hill Golf and Resort Club, and here in Orlando. As you know, I support the Arnold Palmer's Women's and Children's Hospitals and all the different things that they do here. And you're about to be treated to a special interview, ladies and gentlemen, because one of the very special people, the special doctors who work with in the Arnold Palmer Hospitals is with us right now. Dr. William DeCampley is with us. He's a pediatric cardiologist at the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospitals and also the Congenital Heart Institute. And he's here right now to talk to us not only about medicine, but also about entrepreneurial medicine and about partnerships. You know, we talk a lot about partnerships on this show. And this is something that I think is very important. He's got a thing or two to say about that. Dr. DeCampley, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on having the opportunity to work at these hospitals. I know you're excited about that.
Absolutely, Jim. It's a very special opportunity to be able to join Arnold Palmer's vision of providing some very special and high quality care to the children of Florida.
Well, high quality is probably an understatement. I mean, I know you guys are doing that, but you're doing more than that. You're doing some pretty innovative things. I remember about a year and a half ago, I met one of your cohorts, Dr. Nikkanen, who showed me a valve that you guys are a little plug kind of thing that you guys were putting in little babies' hearts to plug the holes between the different chambers of the heart. Tell us about that.
That's right. In our program are not only providing, you know, what one might call routine care for children in the state with congenital heart disease, but the hospital has become a center where we are testing innovations. We're testing new devices. We're testing new approaches to interventional cardiology as well as congenital heart surgery. And in that particular example that you mentioned, we are actually one of the few centers in the country that are looking at a heart valve that can actually be placed into the heart without performing heart surgery.
Through catheterization. That's amazing.
Yes, it's a device that, you know, the basic idea of getting things through catheters is that they have to be able to fold up and be packed away first until they're delivered to the site where they're going to hopefully sit forever, at which point then they're deployed.
Let me see if I can help folks understand what this thing looks like. Doc, you tell me if I'm getting close here. Folks, remember the Chinese handcuffs? The little tubular thing that you put your index fingers into? Well, imagine that pulled wide and how small it can get. And then when you scrunch it up, when you push it together, you know how it kind of comes unraveled and opens up in the middle? Doc, is that a close analogy on how this thing works, only to a much greater degree?
That's basically it, Jim. It works because it uses metals that are such as nitinol that are treated in a special way to respond by, you know, in a spring-like action. So they sort of spring open and establish their final position within the heart or the arterial system.
Well, and folks, the heart, the chest is never opened. In fact, Doc, Aren't you doing some of this stuff in utero now, before the baby's even born?
Yes, that still remains at a very, very investigational stage. There are very special challenges to successful intervention of the fetus. However, there are some very good reasons to do that, because certain congenital heart defects actually get worse and worse as a fetus develops, so that by the time the baby's born, the heart disease is full blown. And
maybe not even the heart disease, but it could affect the development of other things, can it?
Absolutely. And in fact, some of the consequences of that may actually be the demise of the fetus before the baby even has a chance to be born.
Right, and it certainly makes it difficult for the child to withstand the rigors of birth at all. Well, see, a lot of people, Doc, look at that and they think, "Wow, what a cool medical thing to be doing," and I agree with that. But I also look at that and I see some pretty cool entrepreneurial stuff going on. Do you ever think of yourself as an entrepreneur?
Well, Jim, doctors are sort of funny people. They're a little bit rife or reluctant to speak of themselves as entrepreneurs or business people. But in reality, I think that entrepreneurialism drives our field forward. It's physicians that think one step ahead and who sort of cross-train, read about technology, understand some of the engineering aspects, interact with people in other businesses, that results in the development of things like this deployable valve.
Yeah.
I think entrepreneurialism is good for children and patients.
Well, and you know, when I think about what you guys are doing, that's how I think about it. I think of it as being entrepreneurial, and the other things that amaze me are when I think about the way that these procedures are performed. You guys, many of these times, you guys are looking at screens, aren't you? I mean, you're watching. You're not even touching the patient personally, touching it yourself. You're manipulating devices that you're watching on a screen.
It's very, very close to robotics, you know.
So folks, the young people who are playing the games these days may be the cardiovascular surgeons of tomorrow, the brain surgeons of tomorrow. And we're going to get back after these messages. I'm going to ask Dr. DeCampoli what he thinks about that. And we're going to talk about some partnerships, folks. You're going to learn some partnership lessons from Dr. DeCampoli right after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame, broadcasting live from Mr. Palmer's Place.
And you know, Jim, one of the things I really love about your show is that you are always willing to tackle topics that aren't purely business, like self-discovery and how to find balance in this hectic world and how to bring our best to business simply because we're learning how to bring our very best to life.
We used to be so happy.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. And I know you're glad you're doing it, because we got a very special guest with us right now. Dr. Bill DeCampoli is a pediatric cardiologist at the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital. And this guy is an entrepreneurial doctor, folks. He's doing some pretty cool things. And maybe, if somehow one of your children should have any kind of a congenital heart defect or anything that to do with the heart, the work that they're doing here, even if Dr. DeCampoli and his partners, the folks at the hospital there, even if they don't help you directly, the work that they're doing is migrating across the medical field and across the country. And we're going to talk about some partnerships in just a few minutes that'll prove what I'm talking about. Dr. DeCampoli, before we go any further, though, it's come to my attention that you're actually an astronaut. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I think the correct word is sort of astronaut candidate nominee. I was certainly very carefully considered and in fact did have the opportunity to sort of make that choice and major change in my direction once upon a time and join the 10th class of astronauts back in the late 80s. But I opted to stay in what I was doing at the time and what I've really come to love, and that's surgery, and in particular surgery on babies' hearts.
Right. Well, and NASA lost something when you made that decision, but I'm glad you did it, and the medical field is better off for it. Let's talk about partnerships. Let's talk about the partnership that you guys have formed with the Miami Hospital. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Right. Well, a number of years ago, it was 5 or 6 years ago, the hospital had what, in retrospect, I think was a brilliant idea to build their next generation of congenital heart program by partnering with an institution, Miami Children's Hospital, that had had a program for a good number of years prior to that. It was very successful down in Miami, serving the Dade County and surrounding county region of Florida. So they established what I think is a nationally unique relationship for which both institutions are committed for a fairly long period of time to develop a top-notch, high-quality, comprehensive care center or institute, as we call it, the Congenital Heart Institute, for the children of Florida and even the surrounding southeastern states.
Where will that be?
And that program has
worked
out very well.
Where will that institute reside?
Well, the institute's in place, but it's a virtual institute, which I think is also an interesting concept.
That's very entrepreneurial, Doc.
It resides both at Arnold Palmer Hospital and at Miami Children's Hospital, linked by a high-speed teleconferencing system that enables us to share ideas, exchange clinical advice, perform telemedicine. The joint program allows broadened access to top-quality care over a broader geographical area of Florida. And, its other advantages are, as in other partnerships, there are some economies of scale that can be established
right.
by having a partnership of this sort.
And the collaboration, the putting the great minds together. Folks, doctors and researchers and hospitals are just like you and me. They're very proud of what they do, and they're competitive. But when I see these very, intense people, smart people, competitive people who love what they do and are proud of what they do, when I see them sharing their ideas and creating these partnerships and sharing all the things that go with it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that really, Doc, that makes me feel very hopeful about the future of medicine. What do you think?
And you know what? That's what people would really like to see more of. And unfortunately, physicians are competitive. Physicians tend not to seek each other out for advice unless there is some prior established relationship between them. And, as far as I'm concerned, that's a shame, and that can be detrimental to the patient. So we've set up a system where a large number, we're talking about 25, 30 physicians, are, instead of being competitive, they're cooperative, and they willingly exchange ideas. We willingly, describe our flaws and our errors to each other. We figure out ways of making things better, and that can only be win-win for both the institute as well as for the large patient population that we serve.
Well, absolutely, and I'm so glad to hear you say that. Doc, are you able to stay just a little bit longer?
Sure,
can you stay a few minutes longer?
Yeah.
Well, I've got some other things I want to talk to you about because I want to give you the opportunity to brag on your success rate because I think this is going to blow some folks away. But also, we're going to be joined by my good friend and yours too, Doc John Bozard, who is the president of the Arnold Palmer Hospitals for Children, and just the real mover and shaker of this whole operation down here. The reason, one of the main reasons you and I are talking right now, Doc, and you and I are talking about this, folks. Today, and John's going to be with us in just a few minutes. We're going to keep Doc around, Stay right with me. I'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.